The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're back, everybody. We want to welcome Michelle Kirk this morning. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Alan?
Good, good. You by yourself today?
No, Bill Dixon is with me this morning.
All right. Yeah. Good morning, Bill. How's everybody? Hey, man, how you doing? Good. Why don't you introduce Why don't you guys introduce yourselves to our listeners, your name, rank, and serial number, so to speak, and then we'll continue with our conversation.
Well, my name is Bill Dixon. I'm here in Allegheny County, and with the Hunter Education Program, I'm the program supervisor for the state.
And I am Michelle Kirk, and I am the Eastern Region Coordinator for the Hunter Safety Program.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful. We've had you as our guest before, and always a good time talking with you guys. And we're bringing you back, and you asked to come back to talk about hunter safety education. This is a very good day to talk about that with youth deer season underway this morning and then 2 weeks out from the regular firearm season. So who would like to start and what would you like to start with?
Well, I think, the big thing for us is always a focus on tree stand safety. So
okay.
I think that's a good place just to jump in with both feet.
All right, let's talk about tree stands. You got a bunch now. You've got the climbing sticks and the hang-on portable stand. You've got a ladder stand. You've got a climber stand, which you shinny up the tree with, which is what I use. And then you've got this newer method called a saddle stand, which is also tree steps, and you actually hang in a saddle on the side of the tree. First off,
yep.
Have we had any tree stand accidents this year yet?
So I haven't seen anything come reported to us.
Right.
Natural Resources Police, through our unit, safety unit, does compile a statistical report at the end of the year that is on the NRP website for anybody to see, and it'll give you some stats and it'll give you a brief kind of description of where
yep.
and how things happen.
That's how that worked. Good. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's really, and you can see that historically back like 20 years.
Yes.
Always tree stands, always kind of leads the way as far as
yep.
Negative incidents.
No question.
So, you mentioned a couple of things there, and you kind of got them all, but they share principles. There's always a way to ascend and descend, and there's always a way to a platform to sit on. So you usually have, two things that are in common, even though they have different features in each
yes.
one of those types of tree stands that you have. And there's also a lot of people in a big market right now for the tower stands. They don't get a lot of talk in the safety world because, prefabricated types, pretty safe and pretty stable and come with everything built in when you construct it properly.
Right.
I haven't seen any incidents come across from a prefabricated tower stand. But it's not
good.
What you're going to carry into the woods. It's a
no.
generally a private land-only device for certain.
All right. So that's the tower stand that are you talking about the ones with the external ladder and that you climb and you're basically 20 feet up and it's already pre-constructed on the site. That's kind of in the same realm as a box blind stand or a redneck blind or one of these popular, you know, shooting house type stands.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
all right, tower stand. Okay. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, like
not a lot of safety.
That you climb into has some kind of an elevated platform that a box sits on top of and has its own ladder. Yeah.
Right. Right. And not a tremendous amount of safety concerns there, I don't think. I mean, the steps are certainly like stair steps. There's usually a railing on the side. People tend to be a little bit safer in those types of situations than they do in the other stands that I mentioned, the ladders and the climbers and the.
You're right on about that. I think there's a couple of points, though. Because those are pre-constructed, almost similar to a ladder stand, which, you know, you lean up against the tree, has a pre-constructed ladder. So the ladder, the climbing feature of those type stands generally come with a properly angled ladder, if you will, as opposed to like straight up and down. All tree stands, the majority of the accidents, or what we call them incidents, because there's a category that includes more than just tree stand falls.
So
all of those, the most common incident or fall is because somebody is not attached with their harness to the tree during ascent or during descent. So if you lump those all into that category, then, you know, even the towers, you know, or have that element of danger, you still have to maintain yourself attached to that ladder as you ascend and descend in order for you to be, you know, in compliance with, like, the manufacturer's instructions and
sure. I will say this, however, 99% of the people that construct those, and you know, that's probably an afterthought as far as safety. You don't see a lot of those, unfortunately, with the safety rope, you know, attached to it, with the prussic knot that you strap into and that type of thing. They just don't regard climbing and climbing out of those as being a particular danger. You know, all the things can happen.
You know, I think it's interesting as you look at the development of all these climbing aids and these different tree stands that we have on the market today, that you know, a lot of, if you look at those reports every year, a lot of those you'll find are accidents with people who are seasoned hunters and been hunting for a long time, but started hunting and started using tree stands when they were being developed for the first time. And if you remember, you think back, like, whoever thought that chest strap was a great idea, you know, but it was billed to us hunters as a safety device that was mandatory. And essentially, if you fell out of a tree, it would just compress your chest, you know.
So, exactly.
You know, anybody should. I mean, I put them on, and I was like, okay, I'm good, you know.
Well, the belt that you would put on with the rope attached, you know, you sling the rope around the tree and hook it, and you know, you're sitting there with a safety belt on, and hey, I'm good to go. I mean, I know many people that use that particular one for years.
Sure. You know? And it's no different than when, you know, vehicle safety, you know, your seatbelts became mandatory. It was the people who'd been doing it for years without that didn't want to comply with it. It was, you know, people who grew up as just part of business. The young people who are doing these run-and-gun rigs today with tree stands, they tend to be, you know, more safe and in general compliance with the manufacturer's instructions than some of the older generation, and it reflects in the statistics.
I took my first deer when I was 16 years old from the top of an oak stump. There was a double oak tree that went up, and they logged one of the trees off, and the stump was about 6 feet or 7 feet off the ground, and I nailed two befores on the side of it to give me access to stand on top of that stump and give me a little bit of an elevated position. But I continued on up the tree, and I nailed more two befores up the tree as I went up to about the height of 10 feet. You know, climb on one, nail the other one up, climb up, nail the... I mean, I'm 16 years old. Well, I had a friend I told him where the property was. I told him where the stand was. He went out first day in the stand. He fell out and broke a rib. You know, all he's standing on is a 2x4 up against a tree.
Yep.
You know, that's what we did. Yep. That's what we did. He's wondering he didn't break his neck.
You can still see, you can kind of see the remnants, the skeletonized remnants of those all over.
Uh-huh. The place, you know? No question. No question,
There's a famous quote in one of the safety videos that we used from former NRP officer Ricky Morris, who was one of the coordinators of the program. And he says right in there, he's like, you know, those are homemade stands. You can't trust them. Not everybody's an engineer. Not everybody's a carpenter.
That's true. That's true. You're absolutely right. So, but let's get back to the modern situation. So we've got ladder stands out there. They're vertical, almost vertical, straight up, climbing up the tree. And some of them, you know, I was in one the other day. The guy says, yeah, it's going to rattle a little bit when you get to the top. I'm like, okay, great, you know. So the point is you have a safety rope device that you attach to the tree. It comes down the side of the ladder stand. It's got a specialized knot called a prussic knot. You hook your safety harness into that, clip that into that knot, and as you ascend, you slide the knot ahead of you and climb up and slide the knot and climb up and slide the knot. And what's the point of all that effort? The point is, if you lose your footing on the rung and fall, the prussic knot, when you apply pressure to it, locks in place on that safety rope, and it maintains your position so that you can regain your footing on the ladder stand and continue to climb or come down or whatever you prefer to do. That's the safety system that people should be using when they have a ladder stand.
Correct.
Same situation with the hang-on stands and the sticks that people use to climb up into a lock-on stand, so to speak. Not only the strap around the tree when you get in that you can lock your safety harness in behind you, but also that rope system that slides up and that the prussic knot slides up and down on. At all points, ascending, descending, you are locked in to a safety rope system that is entire purpose is to keep you from hitting the ground. You may bounce off the tree, but you're not going to hit the ground.
Right. And you know, if you come to a hunter's ed class, everybody who comes to a class, you know, should receive some version of the instruction that they need to be from the ground to the top, back to the ground,
right,
in contact, secured to that tree. Not to the tree stand, to the tree. And I think that's one of those things that the industry is, you know, they're creating a lot of new devices and a lot of innovations that allow that to be easier, because that's kind of the hurdle, right? People want things to be faster. They want them to be quieter. They want them to, you know, be more convenient. So they skip that step that takes a little bit of time. So you either have that rope system, which we call a lifeline,
right,
or you have the lineman's system, which if you're using a climbing stand, if you are ascending the tree on the device itself, which is climbing sticks or a tree stand, then the lineman's belt is what keeps you attached to that tree as
Correct.
You move up and move down.
Yep. Correct. And that goes around the tree itself, not the safety rope system. Makes sense.
Correct.
Of course it does.
Correct.
Yep. Yes, indeed.
Right. And the heart of it all is a full body harness system. You know, it's what, you know, came out of those old chest compression belts we were talking about.
Right.
You know, and it allows you to rest on, you know, with your full body in a harness, as
yep.
opposed to some limb being caught into a rope, you know. Or
exactly. Yep. Yeah. Yep. And they are. I mean, people go, well, I ain't buying one of those. They're $100. Well, guess what? What's your life worth?
Yeah. Well,
you know,
the Tree Stand Manufacturers Association. Now, if you buy from anybody that's got that stamp on it, should come with some version of a full body harness. Now,
that's true.
It ain't going to be the best one, and there's a lot of aftermarket ones that provide you with a lot more convenience and comfort, but
True.
Should be something in the box.
Exactly. Yeah. The black strap model. Yeah, I want something I'm putting on, clipping around my legs, clipping around my chest, clipping around my waist, and has a built-in harness to it, and I'm climbing with that. I'm not climbing with a web strap version, although plenty of people
do.
It's
a nightmare to put one in the dark in the woods. You know,
that's true.
You know, it's almost impossible when it gets daylight and you look and see where your arms and legs are sticking out of the wrong socket.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And the vest allows you just to slide it on like a jacket almost. You know?
That's true. Hey, at that point, I think we're going to take a little break. I've got to take a commercial break here. So, Michelle, we'll hear from you in the next little segment there. But plenty of reminders on tree stand safety for sure. So give us a minute here and we'll get right back to you. Hey, folks, look, we ask this question all the time. In your home, do you have a hole in the wall that you call a fireplace, but nobody's hauled wood in there or set it on fire or opened the flue for decades maybe? Well, why not think about using that? And the way to do that is by installing a fireplace insert, a gas or wood or pellet or even an electric fireplace insert from our friends at Hearth America at Backyard Village on Kent Island, the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected a gas insert, an Enviro, that's a brand name, EX35, and it's got a remote control, but Hearth America at Backyard Village recommended a masonry service. They did the installation of the unit, the chimney and all that stuff, and they have provided us since with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service on our gas fireplace insert. We love the convenience of the remote control, the beauty, the room-filling heat from our insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency and other top brands. And check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well for your primary or your alternative heat sources. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the chilly winter. And when your friends come over and they see your new insert, they think it's a fireplace because you got the logs in there. You got the flames. You got the glowing embers. It's all great. It's all fake, but it's all great. It throws out a great amount of heat. You got a fan. You got a light. And you'll be impressed. Your friends will be impressed. And you'll impress me. When you show up at Hearth America at Backyard Village in Graysonville, stop in the showroom, see all the different models, including the freestanding wood and pellet stoves. You can get the pellets there by the bag or by the pallet as well. BackyardBillies.com is a website. Hearth America has a Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billies, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. All right. We talk about Youth Day today. We talk about deer season coming up, but, you know, big waterfowl season as well. Fellows are out there duck hunting this morning. And I'd like to recommend the A5. And the model that I like is the Wicked Wing in vintage camo, the Wicked Wing A5. It's a super reliable autoloader duck and waterfowl hunting shotgun featuring a kinematic drive recoil operation, not gas operated. It's all done with the operation of the shotgun to load the next shell. It's got a composite stock, a Cerakote, burnt bronze camo finish on the receiver and the barrel, and it's got oversized bolt release for safety for using it when you're wearing gloves, and extended Invector DS gooseband choke tubes and corrosion-resistant chrome bore. It includes an ABS case with that A5 Wicked Wing. Want to take a look at that at Clyde Sports Shop and all the A5 models, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne/Halethorpe, Maryland, 21227. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. Excuse me, their phone number 410-242-6108. The website is ClydeSportShop.com. That's ClydeSportShop.com. Clyde's is open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, hunting accessories. It's Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec spray-on truck liners. MilSpec spray-on truck bed liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Oh, I love the horn. That's great. All right, we're back with Bill and Michelle, NRP safety folks. And we were talking about tree stand safety. We spent a lot of time on it, which was good to remind people about being what's out there and what's available to keep them safe in the tree stand. So let's change gears a little bit. Michelle, what's your area of interest to talk about this morning?
I wanted to cover some boating safety tips.
Oh, good, for the waterfowl hunters.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Are you on speaker? Is it possible to get on your handset?
Sure.
Let's do that.
Is that better?
Much, much, much. 100 times better. Thank you.
Okay.
So we got a lot of guys out there in their duck boats, and they've got their camo netting, and they've got their, you know, their camo motors and that type of thing, and their guns are full of people and decoys and guns and everything else. So what do they need to know?
Safety, number one, you know, always wear the life jacket. And
yes.
Make sure that everybody on board has a life jacket, you know, some type of personal flotation device on them, not just your throw one that's on the boat.
Right.
And make sure, and it's so important, that before you go out, that, you know, you have everyone that you plan to have on your boat with you, make sure that their life jacket fits them.
Good point.
Make sure it's in good condition. You know, they're not just grabbing a null one that's been sitting under a seat in the boat for years and the straps broke or the filling in it is busted. It's, you know, it doesn't take that long, but take that extra precaution to
right.
check that prior to getting on that boat.
The inflatable the inflatable life jacket PFDs are very popular among waterfowl hunters because they're not bulky. They just fit like a vest, and they're just so convenient. If you go overboard, all you do is pull the strap and or pull the button, and they just inflate just like that. It's, they're not bulky, they're not weighty. And then the other thing a lot of guys like to use are the jackets, the camo jackets or whatever, that that are full of a buoyant material. Just the main thing is, if you fall in, you want to keep your head above water, correct?
Yes, and the nice things too about the inflatables. For some reason, if they don't work, that they have the tubes that you can pull out the side and self-inflate.
Right.
And everybody wants the camo jacket, you know, the camo life vest or the...
Sure.
You know, and some type of a camo PFD. But, you know, sometimes I stress, you know, that orange is easy to see.
Yes.
If you go in the water and it's a dark 30, that orange is easier to see.
Sure. Well, I mean, yeah, you're in camo, you're bobbing up and down in the water. I understand it. If you're going to wear it during the daylight and everybody's safe and you get out to the shooting ground or the blind or whatever it might be, you know, you've got your camo on and everything's fine. But like you said, if you go overboard, you want somebody to be able to see you. So,
yeah
do consider it some type of reflective material or bright orange on your safety vest. And you know, you can always cover that with a camo vest, but if you got a bright orange, you know, people go, oh, well, that spooks the ducks. Well, again, what's your life worth? Is it your life worth more than a duck? You tell me, you know.
Yeah. And if you go in, you know, if you end up overboard, don't panic. You know, just take a minute, well, seconds, and just, you know, gather yourself. Make sure you have that whistle, not a metal whistle, but a whistle on you.
Right.
Easier to blow the whistle than yell for help.
That's true.
And just, you know, collect your thoughts, get yourself calm down. Because it is, it's, you know, you're going hunting in this time of year and further into the winter, and that water's cold.
No question.
You know, it's like getting in the shower, and it's, you know, really cold when you first step in, and you get that shock because you didn't let the water warm. You're going to hit that shock when you first hit that water.
Yes, correct.
And you just have to calm down and, you know, gather your thoughts for a second, and then, you know, what you need to do at that point.
Exactly. So I guess the answer to that is panic kills more people than anything. You know, you start to swim around, you start to scream for help and all that stuff, and the point is just, you know, okay, you're safe, you've got a life, you know, PFD on, you got a personal flotation device on. Just calm down. Your buddies are going to find you. The water's not that deep, no matter where you are. So just try to collect your thoughts, like you said, and you know, count to 5 or 10 or whatever it might be before you start screaming. I think that's probably great advice, just to try and calm yourself down. I think that's great. So
right. And if it's a matter that the boat's capsized and your whole party is in the water.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you have all your party together. Make sure
Good
you
plan.
Need count for everybody while you're in the water, and then make a plan and find the safest way out that you can all manage together.
Yeah, and stick and with the boat. Find a cooler. Find something that floats to hang on to, and you know. So yeah, that's a great idea. And you know, there's plenty of ways to waterproof your cell phone, even if you go in the water and you need to call for help. I mean, you know, you may have an alert system on your boat where if, you know, your boat becomes disabled, it sends out an alert. I forget what that little device is called. It's got some kind of acronym, but we read this stuff from the fine folks at Boat US all the time about being able to signal for help in case something happens, and make sure that that's part of your investment in your boat, that you have a way to, you know, be able to reach out to somebody who can help you. You know, because
there's
not always going to be somebody out there in the same area where you're waterfowl hunting, for sure.
Yes, and make sure you still, just like hunting anywhere, that you've left a plan with somebody. So if for some reason, you know, you don't have that cell phone call,
where you're going to be
looking for you in an area where you said you were going to be.
Yep, exactly. Exactly so
that is
right.
That is so important, no matter what type of hunting that you're doing, that you leave sure. that clam with somebody, and somebody responsible.
No question. No question about that. Yep. And let, you know, if you have a map of where you're going to be hunting, you know, whatever cove, whatever duck blind you're going to be in, make sure somebody knows where that is, what the GPS locations are on that. And, you know, they'll be able to hone in on that. Even if they can't come get you, they can tell, you know, the NRP that, hey, look, he left a map and this is the stand he's in and here are the GPS coordinates. And it's always good to have that kind of a plan, whether you're hunting or fishing, either one. So, yes, of course.
Yes. And then, you know, just from your boat, too, you know, you want to take that shot with your firearm or your bow. Make sure that the boat has stopped. You know, don't try to do that when you're moving. And then, you know, make sure that you're in a good spot on the boat to do your shooting from.
Sure.
Because, you know, your boat's bobbing around, it's moving around, and you're more likely to fall inside the boat. And then you can also get hurt inside of your boat as well.
Right. Good point. Yep. Good point. Well, the try to load your gun while you're moving is never a good idea. You know, it's always great to, you know, leave that gun empty till you get to the hunting grounds. It's dark anyway. You know,
yeah.
You're not going to shoot a duck in the dark. So just, you know, leave the gun empty. Load it when you get there, once everybody's calmed down, once you're in place. And, you know, make it a safe hunt for everybody. And also watch your zone of fire when you're in a boat, especially if you're, you know, sea duck hunting or any kind of duck hunting in some kind of a floating platform. You know, that there's other people there. You're just going to want to make sure where everybody is and what, you know, we've always assigned, you shoot off the left corner of the bow, you shoot off the right corner of the bow, you shoot up here off the rail. This is on a sea duck trip primarily. And, you know, everybody's fine with their zone, and they don't cross over, and they don't swing over into the other guy's zone, even if a duck gets, you know, gets over there. Let the next guy take a shot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, okay, very good. Well, got to take another short break here, and we'll be right back after I tell the folks about Spurry's Tire Service. Good morning, Brent. Hey, man, I like that beard. Really looking good. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50. That's in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. I mean, they get a lot of tires. They're always got people in there getting tires, that's for sure. Featuring American-made Bridgestone, Firestone tires, and any other brand. If you need a Michelin, if you need a Yokohama, if you need a Continental, if you need any other brand of tire, that's what your car calls for, that's what they'll get. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker model. Talked to a friend the other night. I mentioned him months ago when he had this done. He said, yeah, we talked about you getting your tires on your Corvette on the ad, and he laughed. I said, yeah. So Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your barnyard or your backyard, your farm tractor and all your farm machinery, garden tractors to your wheelbarrow. Your wheelbarrow tire goes flat, where are you going to take it? Spurry's Tire Service. Why not? Excuse me. If you own any kind of a trailer, boat trailer, utility trailer, landscape trailer, tow behind eight, you know, trailer for your, you know, RV, well, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for that. Your ATVs, your UTVs. This time of year, a lot of people use those for hunting. Spurry's has the tires. And Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check, they'll diagnose, they'll repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. They have a 24-hour truck service. All that and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and our families, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or give Spurry's Tire Service a call. They're in Easton, Maryland, 410-822-7384. The website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet. Deer supplements featuring Tecumseh products and all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders and accessories, apple, cracker, blocks, all that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, hunting blinds, deer feeders, and apple cracker deer feed, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed. 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. And the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website, belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain, way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire, cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
All right, let's return to the Outdoors and Radio Show. We have a caller on the line. Who's our caller there, Aaron? Ed, good morning, Ed. How can we help you?
Hi, I got a quick question. I got to put night sights on the rear sight of my backup. And I was wondering if I should use a brass punch or if I should use nylon or if I should just bite the bullet and buy a sight pusher.
Wow. I understood about three of those words. I'm not a gunsmith, but I certainly know one, and I don't play one on the radio either. I think I would call a good gunsmith and find out what to do on that one. I apologize that I don't have a better technical answer for you. Where do you live?
Queenstown.
Oh, well, then you know the guy right up there in Denton that I'm talking about. I would definitely take that question to him.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about?
I didn't want to be pounding on tritium sights.
No.
In Franklin, that's why I thought maybe a pusher would be better. So anyway.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. You said you're putting, I might have misunderstood you. You're putting
night sights on a.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I would at least call him. I'm sure he'll be more than glad to give you an answer over the phone.
Okay.
All right.
In the meantime, if you're in a boat and you're out duck hunting, you might want to wear a hat that's It's not going to be like a knit cap or something that's going to, if you go in the water, you don't want anything on your head that's wet because you're going to lose most of your heat through your head.
Good point.
And if you wear something that's waterproof, it's a good way to go. And the other thing is when you go in the water, like she said, it's cold.
Yeah.
You go in the water, you're going to be disoriented for a little bit.
No question. So, no question.
Anyway.
Yeah. And there, you brought one other thing to mind. There are hats out there that are reversible from camo to blaze orange, which is going to be highly visible.
I used to have one of those in the old days.
Yeah, in the old days. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sorry I couldn't answer your question. Your gunsmith question, but at least I gave you the recommendation of who to call. You know who I'm talking about. So.
Yes. Thank you very much.
You got it, buddy. Thank you so much.
Stay safe.
All righty. Bye-bye. Yeah, he just put a new sight on the front of my one of my muzzleloaders, something that I could see rather than a small brass bead. All right, back to Bill and Michelle. That was at least a caller offered a couple good safety suggestions, don't you think?
Yeah.
So
you always, whether on a boat or on land, you always have to take the weather into consideration.
No question.
And dress for the weather. Dress in layers.
Exactly.
And it's more so on a boat because, you have to have the time to get back, to land should foul weather come up. And it can come up quickly on a boat.
I took some of my best ducks, my first canvas back on a day in January when the weather was calling for it. It actually went from, there was a 30-degree shift in the weather over the course of the day. We went from rain to cold in a few hours. And I remember on that day, there was some waterfowlers lost their lives on a river in a small boat who were trying to, do a little duck hunting in a boat that was too small for the weather conditions. And, yeah, I remember that day vividly. And I'll never forget that we were out there and we're having a great day on waterfowl. I mean, we got golden eye and bluebills and buffleheads and canvasback and Canada geese. While, 30 miles away, there were people dying on the same day. It just struck me that day. So, yeah, it's sobering thought. There's no question about it. So
it is. If you spend any amount of time, as most hunters and fishermen and outdoors people do it for a lifetime, and if you are on the water during waterfowl season, which is mostly cold weather,
then yeah.
At some point you'll have some kind of an experience. Which if you take a moment and reflect on it for what it is, you go, wow.
Yeah.
Maybe I was a little closer to the edge than I'm comfortable with.
Sure.
You really need to learn from it. You need to analyze it and learn from it and improve it. You're not going to stop doing what you love, but,
no.
But take proper precautions.
Take a moment and go, what could I have done differently in that moment?
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly. So question. No good. No question at all.
Sometimes it's just an extra piece of gear. Sometimes it's changing something, a technique. But, you can make it safer.
Oh, yeah. No question.
And if you're hunting with someone else, just make sure they're doing the same. They have everything that they need, too.
Yeah. Or say, guess what, buddy? You do that again, you're going to walk back.
Yeah.
It's always a good deterrent to behavior when you offer to let them off the boat out in the middle of the bay. So. I think they get the point at that point. So, yeah, indeed, no question. So, all right, we're Youth Day. Of course, youngsters have taken their hunter safety education course. If they've taken them online, I know that there's the availability of the apprentice license to try before you buy, before you take the full hunter safety education course. Those people with an apprentice license, youth and adults, are required to have a licensed adult in the stand with them as a mentor, someone over 21 years of age. And that's the role I'll be playing today in the deer stand in Cecil County with a young man whose grandmother emailed me listens to the show, and we're looking forward to a great deer hunt this afternoon in Cecil County. So we'll take all those safety considerations into effect, and, you know, not loading the gun when you're climbing the ladder, or you know, until you get in the stand and get established, and then you can load the firearm and be prepared to hunt. So we're looking forward to that opportunity this afternoon. Any final remarks here? Because we're going to have to go to a break here real soon.
Real quick, I'll just say, if you are being a mentor or if you are that person taking an apprentice, a lot of times the tendency, especially for a younger hunter that you're with, is to carry their ammunition. And sometimes, you know, you may be hunting as well. So make sure, you know, it's not a good idea to mix and match that ammo on one hunter.
That's true. That's a good plan. Well, you know, the mentor is supposed to be unarmed today. And, yeah, the ammo, not mixing the ammo up is always a good thing. So you have to definitely keep that in mind for sure. So keep them in two separate containers, two separate boxes. You know, I carry a couple of loose shells with me when I'm deer hunting, you know, in case I have to reload. But normally I'll put less than the maximum in the gun just because. You know, you got to be safe. You got to make sure you're shot. And you youngsters out there, if you're listening, going into the woods today, your mentor hopefully will have great advice for you. Listen to them because they've been at it for a much longer time than you have.
So. And make sure whatever you're bringing up in your tree stand, you bring up with the haul line.
With a haul
Not
line.
Not just your unloaded firearm, but all your equipment.
Don't That's true.
Anything with you going up into that tree.
That's true. Your backpack and anything else gets hauled up. That's for sure. So, all right, guys. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Bill. We appreciate your time today. A lot of good safety information out there. We appreciate you joining us, and hopefully you'll be able to do that at a later date.
Okay. My pleasure.
Yeah. Safe
all right.
Hunting.
Yeah, safe. Very good. Thanks, Michelle. Thank you very much. You guys have a great day. All right. Thanks to Bill and Michelle for sharing those safety techniques. Real quick word here on the muzzleloader contest. You can email me anytime during the week. Put muzzleloader contest or contest in the subject line. The email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Nominate a youngster to win a brand new muzzleloader on the first Saturday of December, and put your own name in there too. We're giving two away, both from CVA. We thank CVA for their fine sponsorship. And now it's time for me to tell you one more time about our friends at Backyard Billy's. I'm going to make this real quick. If you need any kind of heat for your home, freestanding wooden pellet stoves, any type of fireplace insert, whether that's pellet, gas, electric, or wood, the biggest selection on the Eastern Shore and in the region is at Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You will be amazed at all the information that you can gain from attending a visit to Backyard Billy's. How do you get there? BackyardBillys.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. They are on Drummer Drive in Graysonville. That is exit 44B, Evans Avenue off of Route 50 coming from the Bay Bridge. Or you can call them 410-827-4500, 827-4500. They are your invaluable heat source for those things that I mentioned. And, of course, if you need pellets, they can carry them by the bag or by the pallet. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's right there in Graysonville. Clyde Sport Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. If you need anything for the upcoming hunting season, as far as firearms, they are full-line Browning dealer. Ammunition, your license. If you need a scope mounted, they've got plenty of good choices for optics in right there in the counter. You can pick up a copy of the Maryland record book, Maryland's Finest from Bucks, Bears, Stags, right there at Clyde Sports Shop. Consider all the Browning firearms. There might be a few rebates out there on some of the Browning stuff right now, but it's good to contact them. 410-242-6108, 242-6108, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne/Halethorpe, Baltimore, Maryland, 21227. Clyde's is open 7 days. The website is clydesportshop.com, 242-6108. We'll be right back.
Hey, Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks use the supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer. And Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains, protein, and minerals. use the blocks, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in three flavors. Molasses Craze, Apple Craze, and Cherry Craze flavors blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com or call Stoltz Foose Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929, applecrackerdeerfeed.com. It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handgun rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Back just in time to say goodbye. Thanks, Aaron, for doing a job today, fielding all the calls, and taking care of business. We appreciate that. Folks, if you want to email me during the week, it's Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. If you'd like to have a copy of that press release I sent for the information on the public comment on striped bass, also email Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. I will let you know next week as a result of the results of our youth deer hunt today. But right now, get out, stay safe. Remember, it's all about family. Love your family. Love the Lord. See you next week.